Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have Jim Payne with me back again on this show. We've had Jim Payne, the president and CEO of DynaCert, with us in the past. DynaCert is a Toronto-based company that developed the next generation of fuel savings technology for diesel engines in the global market, and the company's hydrogen technology provides fuel savings from between 6 and 19.2%, reduces diesel emissions between 40 and 60%, reduces diesel particulate, increases engine power, extends engine and oil life, meaning lower maintenance costs for trucks and other engines. So, Jim, thank you for coming back with us today, and I'm really eager to hear about the progress that you've made, because I know you've had a struggle in the past, and things seem to be going much better. So I want to hear about that. Maybe first I should tell my listeners, you can buy the stock in Toronto under the symbol DYA. In the U.S., the symbol is DYFSF. DYF is in Frank, S is in Sarah, F is in Frank. 267 million shares out, and I saw earlier today it was trading at around 26 cents in the U.S., giving it a market cap of around 69 million. So thanks for coming on with me again, Jim.
Thank you, Jay. It's always a pleasure.
Always good to have you with me. I know that your company has had some struggles, some startup struggles, not unusual. I mean, the markets that you're looking at are very, very large, and I don't know of any company ever that just comes out of the gate without some hiccups along the way. So to me, in my way of thinking, while we had hoped that everything would be just clean sailing and easy going, life is hardly ever that way. But I'm wondering if, just to start with, for the sake of people that might not be familiar with your company, could you give our listeners just a sense of what hydrogen, your technology, can do for people with large diesel engines?
Absolutely. So what we have, it's our hydrogen unit. Specifically, it was designed initially for the transport trucks. With that, you know, this is it's a very unique electrolysis system that produces pure hydrogen and pure oxygen and feeds it into the internal combustion engine through the intake to enhance the burn. By doing that, you know, it has, we've now proven this thing worldwide where we, you know, reduce the emissions very specifically, the reduction of NOx, the NOx, this we just had verified actually in Germany through TUV. We reduced the NOx by 88%. We reduced the CO, or the carbon monoxide, up to 51%. The reduction of the hydrocarbons by up to 50%, and the reduction of the particulate matter or the black smoke in the north of 74%. At the same time, you know, with our technology, it really does enhance the burn, so therefore it improves the fuel economy. Now we've got, I know you look on our website, it shows from 6 to 19.2%. Typically, you know, we are north of 10%, but in Germany, the TUV testing, this was done on a brand new 2018 MAN transport truck. They ran this truck for 3 months. During that 3 months, on the road, in real road conditions, running through the mountains, they got 20.8% improved fuel economy.
Wow.
On the dynamometer, under the perfect conditions, in lab, it showed 8.9% fuel economy. But, I mean, even at 8.9% fuel economy, our product, just with the fuel savings, gives the end user a return on investment in less than 1 year. So, you know, it certainly, you know, it pays for itself, but more importantly, it is such a, you know, it does such a significant job of reducing the emissions, which we all know. I mean, now, you know, you read about it everywhere. I mean, we're in a war against NOx, war against NOx. I mean, the governments worldwide. And with our technology, we are reducing these emissions at the source. This is not a filtration system. This is right at the burn. So, you know, I think that is probably one of the key things.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jim, so you have the fuel savings, which gives economic incentive for people to equip their diesel engines with this technology. But in some parts of the world, not in the United States, but I think probably in Germany and maybe in Canada too, you have carbon credits, I believe, don't you? Is there some way that companies can profit by using your technology in the carbon credit markets? Do I have that right?
You're absolutely right, Jay. And what we are, I mean, we are currently working with a group in the UK. I mean, you get into the European market, they're experts in the carbon credits. So because of all the verified emission savings now, this is being, we're in the process of having a certified for the carbon credits. We're doing it through the UK because, you know, through the UK, this gets us everywhere where the Paris Accord is. I mean, this, and you get into European, you get into Asia, you get into India, carbon credits are a huge commodity. North America, it's just catching on. We're just trying to get it figured out. But certainly worldwide, everywhere else, it is huge. With our smart ECU, which is the electronics that controls our unit, it monitors and monetizes carbon credits. We actually have worldwide patents filed on this, you know, and so I really think that is going to be a huge thing for both DynaCert and for the end users in the future.
Can you give us some idea of what the size of the markets are and the various markets that hydrogen might be suited for?
Well, we are suited for literally any diesel engine or any heavy fuel engine. Currently, you know, our first go-to-market was on transport trucks. Now we are on buses. We are on construction equipment. We are now in large power generators. And just last, just actually Monday of this week, we announced our first entry into the mining industry. We have just produced very large units for the big mining, for the big, you know, the big trucks that are hauling the ore. Like, these are trucks where the wheels stand 12 feet tall. So we've manufactured large units for that now. I mean, these trucks burn $1 million worth of fuel a year, one truck. They're running 24/7 just hauling ore. So, you know, again, you know, the emissions are huge. I mean, the mining companies, you know, are, you know, really committed to improving their, you know, their emission standards and reducing the carbon footprint. At the same time, you know, the economics are there and the fuel savings. Looking
Jim,
into the future, I mean, we're looking at shipping and rail. I mean, our product is scalable. Now, the other thing we have done is we've developed a smaller unit for the refrigerated trailers and the refrigerated containers. They call them here reefers. So actually one of our favorite grocers in Canada asked us to develop this for them. We are launching that just the end of the first quarter of this year. We've got this smaller unit because you look at the reefer market, it is actually three times the size of the transportation market in North America. So again, it's a huge market.
Can you give us an idea what the size in terms of dollars we might be talking about here?
Yeah, so in Canadian dollars, I mean, our unit for a transport truck averages right around $9,000 to the end, to the end user. And, you know, with that, even, like I said, if you look at an 8 to 10% fuel improvement in fuel economy, their return on investment is literally 8 to 10 months. Now, you take the diesel exhaust fluid, it's called DEF, which is a urea that right now all diesel engines in North America have to have on it. You know, our technology has proven to it's reducing the use of the diesel exhaust fluid by an average of 65%. And then again, you look at the particulate matter. You know, the engines all have now what's called a DPF, or diesel particulate filters, and these are very costly filters. When they plug up, it costs the trucking industry a huge amount of downtime and a lot of problems. We're reducing the particulate matter on an average, well, north of 70% right at the source. So, you know, that is prolonging the life of the particulate filters again. So it's improving the downtime of the trucks. It's, you know, causing, it's giving them much more financial benefit in that area also. So it's,
Jim, you've had some good news from India. Could you talk about that for a minute?
We have. As a matter of fact, just last week, we just announced. So our product, I mean, first of all, we've spent, as you know, I mean, we ran into some problems with our unit. Our first soft launch, we regrouped. We got this whole thing done, and so it was, you know, and primarily it was electronics where we were running into issues. We got that all corrected, and then we spent a significant amount of time and money to have this thing tested and verified worldwide. We did this here in North America through the PIC group in the Quebec, which is called, considered the gold standards within the transportation industry in North America. Then we did it in Germany through TÜV North and TÜV South, and then just recently we just had it certified through ICAT in India. So with that, just last week we announced, you know, and the Indian government has committed the first order for two provinces in India for very substantial orders, you know, to start outfitting it there. Now, their big concern is certainly the emissions. I mean, you look at those countries, the air is so thick, I struggle to understand how people can even breathe right now. It's you know, but they are really taking strong stands now to clean that up. And certainly the diesel engines are a big proponent in including those countries.
Yeah, I think there was some reference to fishing vessels in India, if I read your press release correctly.
That's right. We also have them in India now. We've got them on trucks. We've got them on buses. And then we've got two companies that have put them on fishing vessels. I mean, the fishing vessels over there are, you're getting to certain areas. I mean, that's, you know, that's a big, big market for them. I mean, obviously, they're very conscientious of their economics again and the fuel savings. And reality is, you know, with those fishing vessels, they're an older type engine. They're even getting much better fuel economy than what we get in the modern day truck. But more importantly, again, you know, it is reducing those emissions very significantly.
So the big issue, I think, in the turnaround here now, finally, Jim, is that you've got your electronics issues turned around. I mean, that was what really held you back here, wasn't it?
It certainly was, Jay. I mean, that was, you know, we first launched and we ran into some serious problems with electronics. But we have David Bridge, gentleman here, our team. I mean, he was one of the original developers for Virgin Mobile, and then from RIM for BlackBerry. I mean, he is the brains behind our brain. You know, we have got this thing now where we have this electronics. It's like nothing else in the world. I mean, it really is, without a doubt in my mind, you know, our number one biggest asset. Because it's not just the electronics. It's not just running our unit, but it also interfaces with the engine to determine the proper flow rates of gases to optimize the burn.
Mm-hmm. Jim, how soon do you think you might be at the place where you can start breaking even and showing some positive cash flows?
Jay, I certainly expect that this year. I expect it sooner than later, but I am very cautious to put a time and a date on it. But there is no doubt we've now got we've got sales happening around the globe. We've got sales happening here in North America. We've got some of the largest fleets in North America that have bought some units. Now, because of what we went through in the past, I mean, they're starting out small. They bought five units, but the good news is they're now starting to repeat. You know, so they bought five units. Now they're coming back and buying 5 or 10 more. So it is, I mean, we are building confidence back in the marketplace. And, you know, once that happens, I mean, just to put things in perspective, I look back a few years ago, you know, the skirts under trailers? Mm-hmm. I remember when they were first launched, they said they will never put these things on. Now you're so hard-pressed to find a trailer anywhere without them. And I believe, you know, when those scales tip, it will be the same thing with this technology.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure once it's proven that it works and people start saving money, that's going to be the incentive to buy your product. And is there anybody else that's competing with you? And I think you've got some patents that are moving forward. And then finally, with just about a minute left, also, there are environmentalists out there that want to get rid of the internal combustion engine completely and go to electric vehicles. Do you see that as a threat to your business model anytime in the near future?
I certainly do not, Jay. I mean, you know, I know that electric vehicles, you know, you look at delivery trucks and that around the city, I think they're a great thing. You get these long-haul trucks. I mean, these trucks go on the road. They run 24/7. They've got different drivers, you know. You can't do that with an electric truck. Plus the fact that, you know, you take these long-haul trucks on the road, you add 6,000 pounds of batteries on it, what's that do to your payload? The economics are not there.
All right. Well, at least for the foreseeable future. And we're looking forward to how soon you'll be reporting your next, I guess your year-end numbers will be coming out pretty soon.
They will. The year end should be out, I think it's sometime the end of next month.
Yep, excellent. All right. Well, it looks to me like it looks to me like you may have turned the corner here, Jim, and if you have, I think this is a very exciting story. Look forward to keeping up with you on it, and best wishes to you as we head into this new year.
Jay, I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You bet.